And when I was thinking about giving thanks, I decided I'd call this Reasons to be Cheerful. Okay, I don't know if you got that picture, Gary? The Reasons to be Cheerful picture? And Reasons to be Cheerful actually helps us a lot, because if we are cheerful, it helps us, the Bible says, because it says a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. I think we've got a picture of some medicine there as well, Gary. Okay, so a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Okay. When we are cheerful, it's like having a free dose of medicine. It keeps us healthy. It keeps us well. And if we allow circumstances to get us down and we go around with a long face, then we're storing trouble for ourselves, both physically and emotionally. Because not only are thankfulness and gratitude helpful to us from a health perspective, it's a way of helping us stay connected to people and to God. Zig Ziglar once said, send out a cheerful, positive greeting, and most of the time you get a cheerful, positive greeting back. But if you send out a negative greeting, you will in most cases get back a negative greeting. If you're walking on the street and you smile at somebody and you say hello to them, quite often they will actually smile back and, you know, and say hello. But if you go around with a long face, people won't talk to you. We rather would be with people who are cheerful and positive than with people who are always complaining and moaning. A grateful heart also helps us to stay connected to God, because 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So if you want to know how to please God, one of the ways it's given us there, we give thanks in all circumstances. Now, some of you might be sat there thinking, well, that's all right for you to say, but you don't know what I have to put up with. Yeah? And you can't help your personality anyway. I'm not a very cheerful person. So, you know, it's all right saying give thanks, but that's not who I am. We have all got different personalities. Some of us are naturally more cheerful than others. But those of you who know me know that I'm not really Little Miss Sunshine. That's not, you know... That's not the one. I'm probably, you know, more like Mr. Grumpy than Little Miss Sunshine by temperament. But you see, the reason that the Bible says we can give thanks in all circumstances is not because of who we are or what kind of people we are. It's because of who God is and the kind of things that God's done. We sang at the start a song that's taken from the Psalms. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And that verse comes a lot of times in the Bible. Even if we're a bit pessimistic but ourselves, a bit gloomy, we can give thanks because God is good and his love endures forever. And we can give thanks to God even in difficult circumstances because he is good. Usually we only say thank you to people, you know, when something nice happens, when we get a birthday present or something like that. But Christians can give thanks at all times, because we've got a God who never changes and he's always good. So our number one reason to be cheerful is the fact that God is good. He's good all the time. Everything he does is good. Mark's already said, when we were looking at the crosses, that we know that God works for the good for those who love him, who've been called according to his purposes. So no matter what's going on in life, we know that God is good. And our second reason to be cheerful is the fact that God loves us and he never will stop loving us. Yeah? God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So we didn't even have to be good to get God to love us. He loved us no matter what. Even when we weren't good, he still loved us. Jesus died for us before we were good. So even when we get things wrong and we don't do the right thing, God still loves us. Nothing can separate us from that love. Romans 8 says that neither death nor life, angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's a pretty good reason to be cheerful. And the third reason to be cheerful is that God's promise never to leave us or to forsake us. When we go through hard times, we don't have to go through them on our own. God's with us. Jesus said, I won't leave you as orphans, I'll come to you. It's not nice to be an orphan, is it? Because you need somebody to look after you when you're a child. But no matter how old we are, we need God to help us and we need his protection. And God sends his Holy Spirit to help us, to be our comforter, to be our encourager. When we become Christians, we ask Jesus to come into our lives and take control. And then we're no longer left to manage on our own. We've got God himself to help us. The fourth reason then is also because God loves us, we've got purpose in our lives. Yeah? He's got a purpose for our lives. We don't have to just have an aimless getting up, going to work, just drudgery every day. We've got a reason to live. You know, if you've got no reason to live, then you're going to get depressed, you're going to get down. What's the point of it all? You're going to feel miserable, aren't you? But if you know that God's got a purpose for you, then you can be cheerful. And God's purpose for each one of us is that we let other people know how much God loves them as well. We have become Christ's ambassadors. We've got a reason to live. And that reason isn't just for the time that we spend on earth. The fifth reason that we've got to be cheerful is that we've got hope and a future, not just for this life, but forever. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And we've got a hope that even goes beyond our lives on earth. When things might be falling apart on the inside, God is still doing something new. And we've got the hope of the resurrection from the dead in the future. Paul says that Jesus is the first fruits of all who have died. And when we think about the harvest festival, we think about bringing those first fruits, don't we, of things that we've harvested. Stephen's been growing tomatoes and he's just given Alison some of the first fruits of those tomatoes for the Salvation Army to use. Yeah, the first fruits are the first sign that harvest is coming and that there's going to be more. And Jesus' resurrection is God's sign to us as God's people that there's more to come. We don't have to be afraid even of death because Jesus has defeated death. And so we've got a hope that goes even beyond the grave. Everlasting life means just that. I called it Reasons to be Cheerful. And I didn't really, I thought, hang on, I think there's a song called that, isn't there? I don't know if any of you remember this, but going back to the late 70s, there was a song, Ian Dury and the Blockheads, called Reasons to be Cheerful, Part 3. Yeah? Some of you remember it. Some of you are too young, I know. Yeah. He actually wrote that song. It was inspired by a near-fatal accident that involved one of his lighting roadies. He almost got electrocuted, this guy called Charlie, by a microphone stand while he was leaning over a mixing desk. And he was saved by another roadie. Okay? And obviously that had a big impression on them. Nobody wants that kind of disaster or near disaster to happen. But it made Ian Dury think, what reasons have we got then to be cheerful? And the song lyrics, they go through all kinds of stuff. Some of them might seem trivial. The juice of a carrot, the smile of a parrot is one of the lyrics. Something nice to study, phoning up a buddy. But when you think about it, we have got so many reasons to be cheerful, haven't we, as we've been thinking about. We've all got something that we can be thankful about. Matt Redman talks about 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So, if you're thinking, life's not been good lately and it's been difficult, I've had a bad week, think of some of these reasons to be cheerful, because they don't change no matter what's going on. God's good. He loves us. And he always will. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He's got a purpose, a plan for our lives that lasts beyond the grave. And, let's think of as many reasons as we can to be cheerful. Jesus once told a story about 10 lepers that he healed. And he said that only one of them came back to say thank you. What about the other nine? You know, why didn't they come back? Weren't they pleased as well to be healed? Why was it left to the foreigner to come back and give thanks for his healing? You know, I think perhaps that ratio of 9 to 1 is a bit like us. It's a lot easier for us sometimes to moan and complain and groan about things than it is to think about all God's blessings, all his love and the help that he gives us, as Alison said, every week, answering our prayers and looking after us in ways that we can't always imagine. So the challenge for us all, I think, as we spend, you know, go on to the rest of this year, let's find reasons to be cheerful. That way we'll feel better in ourselves, like the medicine. We'll be able to bless other people and we'll be able to please God. It'll be a win-win situation.